Fighters, today on the show, I'm going to talk about what you do when you realize you is broke. Now, it's important to note that broke is a position in life. It is not a destination unless you choose for it to be a destination. And today I'm going to give you three things to do that you can do right now if you woke up today and realized you is broke. Let's go. All right, first thing you got to do when you realize you're broke. Now, here's what's funny about being broke, by the way. You could have no money and be broke, and you could have a lot of money and feel like you're broke. All right, so I think broke is, what's the word, subjective? I always mess up subjective and objective. Whatever it is, you probably know what I mean. It's subjective. Broke is subjective. It all depends on how much money you got in the bank, how much runway you have, what revenue is coming in, what your overhead might be. So you could have millions of dollars coming into your business a year and still, as the owner, feel like you're broke. All right. So anyway, the first thing you need to do, probably not a surprise if you watch this show. All right. First thing you need to do if you are broke is you need to own your crap. You need to call a timeout and own your crap. You just need to evaluate. Got to look back at the game tape, right? Got to look back at the game tape and go, how did I get here? What choices did I make? Did we make as an organization, that I made as an individual, that put us in this position? All right, you evaluate that, you look back, you learn from it so you don't repeat those mistakes. Other times, you're broke because of a catastrophe that might have happened in your life. Now, I'm not a big, you know, blame it on my circumstances type person, but I've worked with people in the past that have had crazy health issues and catastrophes that have happened in their life that just forced them to make a choice of how they use their time, and it was to get better. It was help their spouse get well or whatever it might be, and they dumped all their savings and money into something to get them through a rough time, and now on the other end of it, okay, they're broke. All right, so no judgment here, but you must call a timeout and own your crap so that you know why. Like, guys, if we're winning or if we're losing, okay, to me, those are like I said before, those are not the final destination. All right, those are the position you happen to be in your life right now. And let's just make sure that we know why. If you're broke, you got to know why you're broke. Fighters, join me Monday, May 22nd for some virtual AI training where we're going to dig in how to use AI technology in your contracting business so you can make more money, save a lot of time, be more productive, hopefully cut down a little bit of the stress that you're feeling. All right, but listen, you can't experience the training if you're not signed up and you're not there. So hit the link and join me Monday, May 22nd at 6 o'clock Eastern for a free live virtual training on how to use AI in your business. I'm out. Second thing you need to do after you own your crap, guys, you need to set a daily money goal. All right. Why daily? Because when you're broke and you look at what you really need to make ends meet, to hit your financial goals, it could be really overwhelming. So I'm a daily guy. I'm a guy that likes to break things down to the absolute ridiculous. Like, for instance, when somebody says, Tom, how much is your Battleground program? It's $19 a day. Okay. And it's less overwhelming. All right. So let's pretend you need to take home $6,000 this month to meet all the needs at home that you have. All right. Break it down and chip away. So you'd literally take out your little handy dandy calculator and you go, $6,000 I got to keep, divided by, you know, if you're going to work 22 days in the month, there's 22 working days. You got to make $272 a day. It's a lot less overwhelming, and you gain momentum by doing that. It's like eating that elephant one little bite at a time. Guys, when you evaluate what you really need and you simplify making money, you gain momentum, and that's a good thing. So the other thing I want you to evaluate if you're broke and you set this money goal and your needs at home, and obviously I'm not talking about all your business overhead and some things like that, all right, for this video. This is just when you're like personally broke. That's really the purpose of this, all right? Ask yourself, is the amount of money that I need to make each day doable as a business owner who has the current habits that you have? Now, I believe it's doable. I believe whatever position you're in right now is doable. You know, one of our coaches in the fight, his name's James. In the last three years, let me say it again. One, two, three, or one, two, three. See, isn't that fun? All right, guys. James paid off $1 million worth of debt in 3 years. Okay. And I've seen a lot of people dig out of a huge hole where they were truly broke. Now, the reason they were able to dig out of these big, overwhelming holes and get to a position of financial strength is because of their habits. So again, this kind of ties back into owning your crap. Like when you look back and you go, well, my daily habits were shit. I didn't prospect. I wasn't filling my pipeline. I didn't learn how to sell. I haven't been building my brand. I've not been charging enough. You know, you fill in the blank. Get real with yourself. Is this doable based on the current habits that I have? And if not, am I willing to create new habits? And if you're not, or if that's just too much for you right now, then you might ask yourself the question, am I better off just being an employee if I got to bring home that $272 a day? And there are plenty of contractors out there, plenty of people that would love to have an FW come into their business and help them get what they want. And in turn, you get what you want. But set that money goal and understand there's multiple ways that you can get there. Whining, rolling up in the corner in your closet and crying about it, or doing nothing and just being paralyzed is not going to help you. All right. Money is unemotional. Let me say that again. Money is unemotional. And I want to encourage you that when it comes to making money, comes to being in that position that you're in, guys, I've been bankrupt. I've been as low as you can get financially. And I will tell you that money doesn't give a shit how I feel. And so I'm really not going to be emotional about money anymore. I'm just going to go, what is it going to take? Let's reverse engineer the plan and take steps each and every day to get there. And that's why I personally set daily money goals. And that's what I did when I had to rebound after getting my butt kicked for so many years and making some bad decisions that led me into that situation. Set that daily money goal. All right, third thing, you got to own your crap. Set that daily money goal. The third thing here, guys, is overhaul your skills. Use this time to get better. All right. And what I mean is in the unseen hours, when you're not working in or on your business to make money, when you're not working for somebody else, if you choose that route, what are you doing in the unseen hours every day? Meaning, you get home from work, you spend some time with the family, you kiss your wife goodnight and say, all right, I'm going to go grind and learn a new skill for another hour and a half before I come to bed. How can you get better each day? Make yourself more valuable. Again, if you're a business owner, level up the skills of a business owner. If you're watching this, you're probably doing that right now. If you're an employee, level up the skills that it's going to take to be a more valuable employee. Like I said, with my bankruptcy, after my bankruptcy, guys, I leveled up my sales skills. I leveled up my marketing skills. I leveled up my copywriting skills. I started a podcast. Every day I was chipping away at something while I was still bringing in that money I had to bring in to rebound. And the rebound is pretty quick when you create that momentum. All right. And pro tip, work on the skills that are in alignment with the vision that you have and where you want to go. All right, guys, this is important for maintaining optimism when you're grinding, because you're grinding, you're making that $272 a day, as our example said, all right, and you could get stuck in that rut of just going, this is all I'm doing. You have to have that time each day, even if it's 20, 30 minutes, to overhaul your skills, get better at something that's in alignment with your vision to keep you more optimistic about the situation that you're in. So before we get out of here, I want to give you a free resource to help you with creating and maintaining momentum in your business, in your financial situation. Go to thecontractorfight.com/daily-tips. We've got these tips out there that come every day. That's why we call them daily tips. And there's tips on marketing, making money, branding, sales, mindset, all right, that will help you win this game and get your ass out of the broke position you are today and make sure that you are trending in the right direction with each day that passes by. I'm out.